What's up, guys? Welcome back to Babe and the Braids podcast. I'm Allison the Babe.
And I am Isaac the Braids.
So we have been gone for quite some time, about a month now, and there's a lot of reasons behind that. Number one, we got a dog. Well, that's basically our only reason.
Well, and I'm also was in season, so it's hard to do stuff when I'm in season.
Yeah, but so we got a puppy. Her name is Frankie. She's a little golden retriever, and she's currently in this room as we're recording because we don't really know what to do with her. So if you guys hear any squeaky toys in the background, you can blame Frankie.
She's a little nugget. She's just running around here excited.
Yeah, but on another note, today is December 31st that we are filming this, and this is the last day of 2019.
It's a big one. The last day.
It's crazy. I mean, we got to make it count, huh?
It's the first and last of every year.
Actually, yesterday, Isaac and I celebrated our five-year anniversary. We have been dating for 5 years.
Yeah, well, we didn't really celebrate it too much. We're going to celebrate it on a different day because yesterday was a weird day to celebrate it.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was the last day of Isaac going to
the facility.
Yeah, the last. So it is now the off season, which for those of you who don't know, Isaac is in the NFL. And yesterday was the last day he had to go into the facility because unfortunately the Chargers are not going to the playoffs. But
now I have 4 months off.
Which is crazy. He's about to be a stay-at-home dog dad.
4 months off. I mean, that is a long time.
I mean, I would love to have 4 months off of work.
Well, at the end of the day, there's no days off. But you know what? Done talking about football. Well, done talking about Frankie.
Anyways, happy half a decade.
Man, appreciate it.
That's kind of crazy. 2019 was great for us. We ended up moving in together in 2019. We got a dog. But I don't know. I feel some good vibes for 2020.
2020 is my year. New year, new me. Or same, different year, same me, just continuing.
Sure. Anyways, moving on. So it's been a minute since we filmed a podcast. And now in 2020, it is one of our goals to come out with a new episode every single week. It's going to be a lot easier because Isaac currently isn't in season. So I have the good energy. But today we figured we would touch on some of the racist comments.
Oh my gosh.
That have been commented on our YouTube video. Because if you guys are listening to the podcast version, we do come out with a YouTube video as well. And the comments have been flying in. Not only negative, there have been a lot of positive comments as well. And
about 90-10.
90 negative?
90% positive, yeah. 10% negative.
Mm-hmm. And we've actually also gotten some questions just because, I don't know, I feel like we're a good, stable, interracial couple, and some people have some questions just because their families might not accept their relationship and how we've overcame certain things.
Yeah, but it's been good to hear people's feedback and comments, concerns, mm-hmm. questions.
I mean, like Isaac always says, we welcome judgment.
You have to. I mean, in 2020, hashtag 2020, we welcome judgment.
Is that not the slogan for 2020?
What, welcome judgment?
Yeah.
No doubt. But that's a lifetime slogan. I welcome judgment.
Right. Anyways, so moving on, I put up a post on YouTube. If you guys are not subscribed to me, be sure to go subscribe and hit the bell button next to the subscribe button so you guys can get notified when I post certain things. So I made a post and I basically said, like, we were filming a podcast and we're going to talk about racism that we've experienced in our relationship, not more so like the real life, just kind of our online life, because I feel like that's a different topic to talk about, like
the old cyberbullying.
Yeah,
cyberbullying. Though people literally will put up, not I'm not even talking about on our post, people go ham though as an athlete, people go ham on our like players post, and it's like people have no filter online. That's beside the point.
Yeah, like I'd love to see somebody say that to your face.
They wouldn't.
Of course they wouldn't. They're hiding behind the screen for a reason. So,
shaking my head.
Anyways, moving on to the juicy. So I'm going to go through some of the comments on the post first, and then we will, and this isn't just going to be like a question and answer. This is just going to help stimulate some conversation.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So the first comment is by Michael, and I'm sorry, Michael, I cannot pronounce your last name, but he said, easier to be in a relationship now than in the past. Do you think you would have had the strength to be in such a relationship in the 50s, 60s, or 70s?
I think it's pretty obvious. I don't think we would have been able to.
I mean,
I don't even think, all about environment. You have to figure 50s, 60s, a lot of colleges weren't even allowing black people to be at them. So, for instance, I may not have even had been at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we don't know the history of Notre Dame and like when they started.
Well, if you look at history, when were black and white schools starting to be integrated? Odds are I wouldn't have even been at Notre Dame to meet you at Michigan State. Like, just because of proximity, we probably wouldn't have even met each other. But let's say that we had met.
Yeah, let's say for the topic we had met. I mean, it's hard to say because the reason, I'm not going to say the reason our relationship is like so great, but we both have support from both ends. But
I just think that I think it would have been way more difficult. I mean, you look at my parents. My parents met in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 20 years after the civil rights movement. To meet each other and be where we are now in the middle of the civil rights movement, you're talking about I could have been arrested and beat just because I was with you. Mm-hmm. So had we met and had we wanted to do it, it would have been really, really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been worth it because like I love you and I love our relationship and I really think that you are the person for me, but would have been difficult. Like, do you think we would have had the strength to endure all of those difficult moments? I mean, it would have been illegal to even date. You would have gone to jail.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been the short answer is no. It would have been nearly impossible because of circumstances.
But we do applaud, what is it called? It's something versus love. What state is that? Loving versus Virginia. So it is because of couples like the Loving family. If you guys don't know, that is Loving versus Virginia was the, basically it was the U.S. Supreme Court that stopped their ban on interracial marriage.
So is that a black woman and a white man?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting too, because that's just rare for interracial relationships.
Well, it's not rare.
It is less common to have the male
be white. And I would say so. But I mean, it is because like we are able to sit down here because of couples that were strong like that.
The loving couple.
Shout out to the loving couple because Isaac and I are here today partly because of you.
Okay. In short though, I think it'd have been just super difficult. I mean, you're talking about risking your life, which I would do for you.
Aww. So moving on, the next comment is from Dominique and she said, do you think mixed people feel like they don't or do fit in? That's more of a question for Isaac because
it's an interesting question because a lot of mixed people would probably agree with me that in the white groups, you're the token black guy or you are just the not white guy. And then in the black groups, generally you're the person who is like perceived as white or acts more white. I mean, whatever that even means, that term or phrase annoys me anyways, that acts more white than everybody else. So it's kind of like you fit in both equally. And I don't know. It's interesting. For me, I've just always been kind of like a chameleon. Like I can just bounce around. But it's like a common theme for mixed people that I've interacted with to say that they don't really feel like they fit in any group.
You actually have a few mixed friends though. Like your best friend James is mixed.
Yeah. But you got to think this, I'm mixed, okay? So that's what I identify as. And in any situation, I'm not going to be in a room full of mixed people.
Yeah, like probably never.
So if I'm in a
unless
room.
Unless you have like 7 or 8 mixed babies, and then you will be.
If I'm in a room with all black people, like I'm the outlier. If I'm in a room with all white people, I'm the outlier. Like I'm never just like part of the majority.
Mm-hmm.
Just an interesting concept.
Right, because you can't label yourself as all black because you're not.
I'm not. And it's a lot of race has to do with culture and upbringing. And because I have a white mom and a black dad, my cultural upbringing is a truly like interracial upbringing. Like if you meet my mom's family, they're very my mom's family. My dad's family is very my dad's family. And like with that, I'm interracial. Mm-hmm.
So but it's beautiful.
It's well, of course. And it's just interesting.
Another one from Dominique that she asked is, what made y'all open to dating outside your race?
I mean, it's all I know. Like my whole family, people were dating outside their race. I was born dating outside their race. So it's like that, it would be really for me, it'd be like, what makes you, well, I'm always dating outside my race unless I meet somebody who's mixed.
Yeah.
which is a extreme minority, then I'm going to inevitably be dating outside my race.
Yeah. I mean, what made me date outside my race? Nothing made me date outside my race. And I know she's not asking that question in that context. Like, what made you? I mean, we've talked about this in the other podcast. I was never like appealed by like interracial relationships. Like, I didn't view Isaac as like, oh my God, I'm going to date a mixed guy.
That's a lie. She wanted a mixed guy.
No, I mean, I would say I am naturally just attracted to guys with darker skin. That's not a bad thing. It wasn't like appealing. I mean, it wasn't not appealing. It was neutral. It was neutral because that's how I was raised. So like growing up, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I can't wait to like marry a white guy, or oh, I can't wait to marry an interracial guy. I was just like, I can't wait to grow up and fall in love.
Is it weird for you? Oh, it's not. But isn't it weird that I'm half of your race? Like half of me is white.
Yeah, I've never thought about it like that.
Like somewhere in there, somewhere behind this dark melanin, I'm white.
On that, well, actually, going off of that, somebody commented and was like, don't say black or African-American, say melanated.
Boy, I'm melanated. Boy, you ever been melanated before? It sounds ridiculous. Boy, you want to get melanated? Say it one more time.
So going on, Keith Holloway posted and said, how do you make sure the actions and gestures of racist people do not affect your relationship?
It just literally doesn't. People could say anything they wanted racially. I'm pretty, like, my racial barriers are not there because you can't say, if you're saying something to me, like, I'm still half white. If you're saying something to me, I'm still half black. Like, boy, I'm both races. You can't, it's hard to be racist towards me unless you're just like, I hate interracial people.
Which we happens. We do have some comments coming on later that talk about hating interracial people. Going off of that, I think I'm more affected by the comments than Isaac is.
I could literally care less. In fact, I think it's comical.
I think it bothers me, not because like I'm white. Nobody should ever hate on me. Like I'm white. People would say like, oh, well, she's like coming from white privilege, which I'm not going to say like white privilege isn't a thing, but I think I'm more affected by it because I look at Isaac and I'm like, he is such a good guy. He's down to earth. Actually, one of our friends at breakfast this morning was like, have you ever met somebody that hates Isaac? Just because everybody knows he's such a great guy. So I'm like, how can somebody look at Isaac and be like, I don't like him just because he's not the same color as me? Like that, I think that bothers me from like a personal level. It doesn't.
Well, and it just seems less common for somebody to be like, Isaac, I can't believe you're dating a white girl. Like she's, you know, it's like not the same. I mean, people might say that you're just dating me because I'm in the NFL.
I mean, yeah. And that's another thing. Like those comments.
I just ignore it. I'm like, it's not true.
See, you can ignore them, but I see all the comments like on the YouTube videos and I have blocked certain words my comments and people still try and comment those words and just put like dashes instead of saying
asterisk.
Yeah. And
I do. I'm an anonymous commenter. I'm joking.
And it bothers me because why are people trying to find an excuse for me to date Isaac? Like, why do you have to find an excuse? Can't you just accept the fact that I'm dating him because I love him and that's why we're dating?
I think it all stems from people's, we're becoming desensitized to just evaluating everything because of social media. Whole nother podcast, but I think people, like, now we see anything and we feel like we have to give an opinion on it. There's a comment place, so I have to leave a comment if I feel a certain way. Maybe it does or doesn't, but I just feel like more now than ever, like, people just feel like they have to be, skeptical of everything. They can't just say, okay, mm-hmm. This, like, for instance, the girl who posted the picture about her son passing away. Like, why can't it just be she's trying to, like, put up a picture in remembrance of her son? That's it.
They have no idea what we're talking about, and we don't have to get into that. But it's true. I think everybody feels like they have to have an opinion on everything.
But they don't. It's literally we are two people that are welcoming judgment. We are putting ourselves out there by doing this podcast and being on Instagram and whatnot, but it's all it is. Just two people hanging out who happen to like each other.
The comments still get to me. Not they don't get to me, but they're frustrating.
No doubt.
So moving on to the comments on the YouTube video, and this I feel like is going to be a little bit more negative.
Oh my gosh. I'm just kind of getting little teasers of what people are saying.
Don't look yet.
Go ahead and read it. Read it and then let people evaluate.
But let me say this first. People are going to be more negative commenting on the video because they're just coming across the video and they're like, ew, interracial. And they're just leaving a nasty comment. Yeah, probably not. And then when I post something like to my subscribers, obviously they're going to be a little bit more positive. So I'm just giving a little disclaimer. Somebody actually said, let's take a shot every time Allie says the word disclaimer. So I'm just throwing out a disclaimer. Like these are going to be a little bit more negative.
Let's go.
So JXJXJXJX commented and said, taking a big risk, much higher likelihood of domestic violence, leaving you as a single mother, healthy disadvantages if you have children, etc.
I mean, it's just like, what are we even talking about?
I mean, that is like the purest form of racism. Like, so because my boyfriend is black, if we were to have kids, there is a likelihood he's going to leave just because he's black, not because of any other factor in our life. He's more likely going to leave.
Allie, say the term black again, and I'm going to fire off.
Okay. Isaac loves to be sarcastic.
No, I'm joking. No, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's like, look, I'm not going to. There's a 0% chance there will ever be a domestic violence issue in our relationship. I mean, he's just making a generalization that's just false.
Exactly. It's a generalization that if you are black, you are violent or you are going to leave your children and the mother of your children. Like, why are you generalizing that? Do you know Isaac personally? No. Okay, so...
JXJXJX does not know me.
Yeah, way to go, JX. You pissed me off.
Grow up, JX. No, we're not going to just gun these people, but it is like, what are we even talking about?
And to be honest, I'm not mad at them. I actually feel bad for them because I feel bad that they are looking at the world in that kind of light.
I just don't understand who's sitting at their computer and they're like, man, interracial relationship... Let me sit down and make sure that this girl knows that she has a higher likelihood of engaging in a domestic violent relationship and her kids are going to be left single. Well, like who's like, I need to tell her that immediately.
JX.
JX is a J-O-K-E
But it's,
joke.
It's honestly like, it's kind of funny because like, does he think his comment is really going to make me realize like, oh my God, he's so right. What am I doing with a black guy? I should stop dating him because I want my father of my children around.
It's ridiculous.
Moving on.
I'm here every day for Frankie.
So Miguel commented and said, I like black people, but every time I see an interracial couple, I think they are the beginning of destruction of the races. I think the mixture of especially black and white is dangerous.
So let's say this, okay?
What? I see comments like that. I'm scrolling in bed, just relaxing. And I see a comment like that. And I'm like, great. So now Isaac, who is mixed race, is now destroying races.
Well,
Way to go. Let's
rewind. Okay. Miguel is absurd. We know that. But objectively speaking, interracial relationships do like change the way we have race.
100%
right?
They do.
So like the Rochelle family is now... Like if we get married and have kids, we'll have another mixed person that otherwise would be black. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So destruction's not the word. Is it changing the way that we are dealing with race as
humans? Evolving would be the right word.
Yes, we are evolving.
But he just said it's the destruction.
To say it's the destruction and you get concerned. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's fair to say. It is an interesting point, though. I'm not going to say that he's being absolutely absurd, because it is interesting. If you are a black person or a white person, in particular a black person who has extreme pride in your race because of 400 years of oppression and whatnot, and you have pride in this, as you should, white people should, black people should, Mexican, everybody should.
I don't know. And the white race has some pretty bad things in the background, but
that's neither here nor there. But I can understand somebody being like, I'm concerned for our race. 13% of America is black. If we're seeing a higher prevalence of interracial relationship, that number is going to continue to go down.
But is that such a negative thing? Like, what is so wrong with, like, okay, let's say in millions and millions of years, there is no white and there is no black. Is that such a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. But again, I can see it from the perspective of the pride filled in pride, not in the sense, the negative pride sense, but just somebody who is like, has a lot of respect for their heritage. I can see them being like, dang, like these interracial relationships are like, I don't know. I think you're right at the end of the day. But, okay. It's just disrespectful because at the end of the day, we're all humans.
Okay, but if you look at our kids, do you think our kids won't have pride in, okay, my mom's heritage, like my great-great-grandpa came over from Poland. That's amazing. And then my...
Who? You said your great-great what?
Grandpa.
The way she says it is weird. Grandpa?
Okay, anyways, sorry, my northern accent's coming out. But what I'm saying is, like, our kid will have pride in their heritage because they're coming from such a rich heritage in yours and in mine.
Yeah, I think Allie's exactly right. I think it is...
Wait, it is can I on get that the, written down?
It is on the parents to of interracial children to raise their kids with the understanding of what their, like, racial history is. And whatever that history is can live on through any race.
And if keeping your race the same race for your children is so important to you, go ahead and continue to find somebody else your same race. But, I mean, I just don't want to... I mean, Isaac is not the destruction of anything.
I'm not. And it's just an interesting comment because...
I mean, it's true. If
we're speaking honestly and we're not trying to be one-sided in the podcast... It is interesting because it goes both ways. Destruction is just not the word. You are evolving the race every time you date. It as somebody who has pride in our heritage, it worries me. That's maybe what they should have said. But other than that, Miguel, I'm joking.
Moving on, Tino said, the main racist post I see is when they say he went on a date with a white girl and she wouldn't give him the time or day if he wasn't rich. Those are the most racist and ignorant people ever. So... Thank you, Tino. I agree with you. So basically what he's saying is that the comments on my YouTube video that are like, oh, well, he's in the NFL. So of course, like your parents are going to accept him. Of course, everyone's going to like approve of your relationship because he's in the NFL. He has money. He went to Notre Dame. That doesn't mean anything. If I met some guy at Michigan State and he majored in accounting, my parents would still love him.
What are you talking about?
I'm joking. I was like, what? I'm not talking about anybody. But what I'm saying is, I mean,
well, let's
take race out of it. Let's say I met some guy. He didn't plan on going to college. He did drugs and he stole my parents' car. Obviously, they're going to hate the guy no matter if he's white, black, Asian, Mexican. They're not going to like the guy because he's not a good guy. If you take everything away from Isaac, he himself is a great guy and he comes from a great family. And one of the things that make Isaac who he is he went to a great college and he has motivation and ambition and he's dedicated to what he does. And that's why I'm dating him and that's why my parents love him. And it has nothing to do with race.
So let's think about this though, because I'll play the devil's advocate. Let's take.
I love when Isaac plays the devil's advocate.
Well, because I want people to understand where these people are coming from and where we're coming from. I think it is absolutely inevitable that, and I'm not talking about our relationship. In any relationship, if there is a bias racially, there's a high like chance that not me, anybody playing in the NFL, whoever it may be, or having a lot of money could definitely influence like how the parents feel or how the person feels.
Yeah, well, you're saying not in our situation. You're saying like, let's look at this from a broad perspective.
What I'm trying to say is, yes, those comments are racist. People saying that, it's racist because they're assuming things and because it's just absurd. But there is some truth to it. Like there are relationships where like people of either race might get over the fact that the person's the other race that they're dating just because they have money or like clout or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And I am fully aware
that of- happens in the NFL. I mean, mm-hmm. not with like specific people that we can think of, but there's definitely relationships in the NFL where that's happening. And I think it's like a fair, not assumption, but it's like that is happening. And it could be true.
It is. It does happen.
There's also relationships with people that are the same race where the guy or the girl is not a good person to date. And the person would get over it just because they have money. So it's not necessarily a race thing.
That's what I was just going to. It's not a race thing. Like, if Isaac was white and I was dating him and we still filmed YouTube videos, people could be like, oh, she only likes him because he's in the NFL. And it's so easy to say that, but can we take race out of it? Like, you make it a racist comment by including race.
She's right again. She's right again, folks.
So William commented and said, IQ is 30 to 70% genetics from the parents. So it's your kids. Good luck. boy, just because I'm in an interracial relationship, now my kid is going to be stupid.
Oh, he's just saying like black people are dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe he just thinks I'm dumb. I welcome judgment.
I mean, if anybody is dumb in the relationship, it's actually going to be me. Isaac went to Notre Dame University, which is extremely hard to get into. And yes, he did play football, so that makes him a little bit more lenient. But he's still, his mom's a teacher.
Here's what I'm saying. There's been many times in our relationship where I go, that's why Ali's smarter than me.
Anyways, I would say we were both pretty smart people. So Isaac being black has nothing to do with his IQ level. Thank you very much.
I think it's just ridiculous. That's one of those where I'm like, what is this man even talking about? That doesn't even need a response. What is this dude even saying right now? 30%, first off, okay, 30 to 70% is like an absurdly big range. That's like saying 0 to 100% of the IQ. Like, boy, what are you even talking? That's a 40% swing in range.
Right.
Coming from the parents. Boy, duh, it comes from the parents. Like, it's genetics. All right, I'm done. The comment doesn't even make sense.
So, Evita said, these boys just want white women to feel validated.
That's another one. I'm like, boy, what are you even talking about?
I don't even know what that means, honestly. Like, do I feel validated? Yeah, because he tells me I'm pretty all the time, and I love it. Well, no, I'm not going through all of the positive comments because there's a lot of comments on here, but it's funny because, like, there are, like, a handful of negative comments, and, like, the 90% of people who put positive comments, like, came at those people and were like, bro, what are you talking about?
It doesn't even make sense. 30 to 70%.
Right. So this guy, he said, I haven't watched all of the video yet, but right from the start, I recognize this guy and he's an NFL player, Isaac Rochelle. I could be wrong, but it's probably a little bit easier to be accepted by another race when you are at that level of success in a profession. I'm still very happy for you guys regardless. But he, I mean, we already talked about that. Yeah. I mean,
It's true. It's true. That is inevitably true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know that it's true in our relationship. But it is definitely true. Like there, I mean, we don't need to rehash it, but you know, it's definitely easier in a lot of cases for the person to be accepted based on their status.
Which is sad, but I've had friends that are like, well, he plays in the NFL and he doesn't talk black. And I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding, right? Like that's why my parents accept him.
Yeah, I'm going to address this real quick. Cause we're addressing comments. When people say he talks black or he acts white or it's really bothersome because, for instance, if a black person or white person says, oh, but he talks white, right? A lot of people would agree that I'm proper in the way that I talk. But you're saying that because I talk proper, I talk white. Or if I talked like loosely and use different slangs or whatever, that I talk more black. So it's like when people say like, oh, you talk white, and I do it sometimes. I'm not saying that I don't do it, but. We're like don't making a racist comment by saying like, oh, he acts white.
Oh, yeah.
Because what does that mean? Like, we got to break that down some more. But that's just a little tangent. And you guys can comment on that because I think it's an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we actually had quite a few comments on like, oh, like people say that all the time to me and that bothers me so much.
What does it mean? I guess the question would be, what does it mean to act black or act white / talk black or talk white?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, if you go to Starbucks, you're acting white. That's all I gotta
say. See, like I say that all the time.
Rogerio. Well, I mean, I can't even pronounce names. People are gonna be like, "She's so white," going off of what we just said. So, tell me why, with like 20 whys. Just take a look at history, how blacks have been killed because of lying white women. Even the first Black Wall Street was destroyed because of a lie from a white woman. Sorry, but the history doesn't lie.
I mean,
that's coming more at me than at Isaac, honestly.
Let's just assume the comment is 1,000,000% true. Okay. Everything that they just said is true. Black people have been killed countless times because of lying white women. It's 2020. Hashtag 2020. Black people were killed for drinking from white water fountains. Someone could comment that. It's irrelevant now, though, because it's 2020. So some of the information is just irrelevant now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel that all also goes into a different topic, which isn't even just interracial. It goes more into like the rape culture and like it's a very broad topic. Like people lie. Yeah, I agree. But I don't like.
It just isn't. That's like doesn't matter today. Like, there's tons of stuff that happened 60 years ago that I could be like, that happened 60 years ago. But it's like, it doesn't necessarily pertain to 2020, which is one of the most forward-thinking years that have ever happened. Mm-hmm. We just made a joke. Did we make the joke about letting Frankie choose her gender?
Yeah, we did.
Well, we made it on the last one. But The point is, that just shows you where we're at in 2020.
Ooh, by the way, Frankie is a dog for as a reminder. And we were like, oh, it's not an interracial. It's a unisex name.
Gender neutral.
We're letting her choose her gender.
Kind of joking around. But the point is, like, that's where we're at in 2020. No one's going to get killed for dating a lying white girl. I hope so, Allie.
I mean, I'm never
going to. Now I'm like, wait, pull the comment back up. What are you going to do, Al?
I'm not going to do anything. That's crazy. Shar said, I'm so glad you guys are addressing this subject. It can be difficult to have these conversations, but so necessary. I've been told that I sound white and have had people downplay my blackness because of my mixed ethnicity and not fitting it into a stereotype.
Yeah, we could have a podcast where I just vent and rant about that alone. It is so frustrating. It's so annoying when people like I am quote unquote less black because of the way I talk. There's people who go, I'm like, I'm from Georgia. They're like, well, you're not from Georgia. I'm like, I'm literally from Georgia. And then I'm like, you need to meet my dad. My dad's one of the country's dudes I know. Like, I am black. Like, my dad is black. I have a whole black family that is like we're talking about rich in black culture, which is great. And just because of the way that I talk or act or what I mean, I went to Notre Dame, all this stuff, that doesn't make me any less black.
I feel like people look at Isaac and they try and put him in a certain box. Like, oh, you have to belong to this box. Or, oh, you have to belong to this box. Like, why can't Isaac take from this box and this box Talk and this him. Box? That's who
hella
Isaac
boxes.
Is.
Hella boxes.
Hella boxes.
Hella box boy. But, yeah, and at the end of the day, what I always tell people is I am a huge, quote-unquote, black dude. Saying quote-unquote because I'm really interracial, but I'm perceived as black with braids. And when I walk in a grocery store in Orange County, California, everybody's looking at me saying he's black. So naturally that I am a part of the black experience. If I get pulled over by a police officer.
Some people were actually commenting negatively about that, saying like, well, don't claim that you're black because you're mixed. But what we were saying is perception. Like if a cop pulled him over, which we're not talking about police brutality, but I'm just saying if someone went up to Isaac, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he's black.
Yeah, like I would
unless
say
you know, like if you are aware of mixed races, you would be more understanding like, oh, his hair's like curly and like.
Whatever. I'm the braids. She's the babe and I'm the braids.
And Isaac actually has braids this week. Thank
the
Lord. But yeah,
the point is I'm perceived as black and that plays into my it plays into my race because that's my experience. So when people try to like downgrade my blackness or whatever it may be, it's really frustrating. So I empathize with you.
Mm-hmm. So that's all the comments we really wanted to talk about from the video, but we do have somebody who direct messaged me on Instagram. If
talk
you guys aren't following me on Instagram, go ahead. You guys can always reach out to me at A Cooch,
Isaac Rochelle,
KUCHH. There's two H's in there. But we had somebody reach out directly to me, and I feel like we can talk about this topic a little bit longer than some of the other topics because we have not experienced this, but we can give advice.
I thought you were going to say because we have time, and I was going to go nothing but time, 4 months off, boys.
So I'm not going to say her name because I don't know. Like I don't want to ruin like privacy and whatnot. But
here, I'll read it. It says, hi, ! I watched your video on introducing my interracial boyfriend to my parents. I told my parents today my boyfriend is black and I'm white. They disapprove and won't support me, but I love him. Do you have advice?
Isaac went to go stalker and she's private.
Do I have advice for you?
Number one, I just want to say, tough. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that you're in the situation where your parents are disapproving because of a person's skin color. Like I am sorry for that because love is love. That's what I have to say. First off,
I think you should. I'll pause. There's really no good answer for this because it's not our situation And I don't think
you can say that to them.
Well, it's just, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't think there's a right answer because it's, every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've dealt with this before, and in most cases, it just didn't work. Not saying that what your situation is not going to work. So step one, when I was talking to Allie about this, I think you should really decide if you love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's step one, because if they disapprove, inevitably, if you choose to continue dating him or her in any other case, you are like we always say, you're welcoming judgment and you're entering a potentially difficult situation. Okay. So that's like don't you think that's just the reality of it, whether it's right or wrong?
And we're not saying you shouldn't enter the relationship if it's going to be difficult, because people, like, exactly the reason Isaac and I are able to be in a relationship is because of the loving versus Virginia. So we're not saying if it's difficult, don't do it.
I'm just saying it's going to happen. It's like anything else, dating somebody who has an addiction problem. If you are like crazy addicted to something, like if I don't want to deal with it or the complications, I don't necessarily have to. But if I want to, I have to understand like what I'm dealing with. So it's first thing. My point is, if you love him, you love him. So that's a check.
Well, I want to say one thing. I don't know how old you are or anything, but take race out of it. Is he a great guy? Does he have good plans? Is he, you know, have a future for himself? Is he motivated? Is he respectful? Is he loving? Is he, look at him from take race out of it.
It's race free right now.
Yeah. Is he a good guy? Like, do your parents not accept him because of that? And if they don't accept him because of that, well, then you have your answer right there. Like, your parents are not going to respect your decision to date somebody who is going to affect you negatively, saying like, oh, if they are mean to you, or, oh, they don't like, I don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I think so let's assume that
he's a great guy.
He is an unreal dude. Cause I'd like to think he is. I don't know.
I'd like to think he is.
I couldn't creep on the profile. So I don't know anything about you based on social media, but let's assume that he's a great guy. I think the next question would be, hey, you have a sit down with your parents, just the three of you guys, and you ask them why that they feel the way they do.
I think communication is key in situations like this.
And I don't know. I mean, this is like super tough, but I think it's why do you guys feel the way you do? I guess it's like you have to ask them to give it a chance.
I mean, if I was in your situation, because if anything, you're always going to be like, you're always going to be dating outside your race. So you're on the other end. You're the boyfriend that parents might not accept. I mean, you have been.
I just have no, I actually am not a good person to give advice on this, because this isn't something I've ever experienced like with my parents, because mm-hmm. my parents would never, ever, 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 ever disapprove of another race. So this is more advice from Big Al.
Yeah.
But that's my piece of advice. Make sure it's the right person for you and you're willing to go on this journey with them. And then two, ask your parents why. Have that sit down conversation where you figure out the details. But past that, that's on you, Al.
Okay. Well, let's say my parents, who love Isaac and are obsessed with Isaac, let's say that they didn't accept him. What would I have done? Well, I feel like there are so many different factors in this that it makes it hard to give advice, because like, if you're like 24, I would say something completely different than if you're in high school. Now, going off of your profile, hold on, let me look at her profile a little bit more.
She's got a little visco.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, you can go visco, Cam.
I think she might be in high school. Oh no, she's in college. So she is in college because she has a university in her thing. Okay, so let's say, okay, perfect. Because we met in college, so I can give a little bit more advice from this. So if I met Isaac and I was really loving on him and I was like, hey, mom and dad, like, I'm dating this guy. You want to see a picture of him? And they were like, wait, he's black? I think my first reaction would be like, yeah, so? Like, but you said your parents don't approve of the relationship. Sorry, I'm trying to dissect this so I can come at it from like a intellectual response. I mean, like Isaac said, sit down and ask them why. And you know what? Try and ask them, you know what? He's such a great guy, mom and dad. Like, he treats me with respect. He opens the car door for me. Like, he makes me feel like the most important girl in the world. Like, I really, really like him. Please give him a chance. Like, let's go and get dinner. Let's go, like, maybe invite him out with your family. Now, if they are so disapproving that they won't give it a chance, again, I apologize and I feel so bad for you. Well, I mean, feel bad for you is the wrong word. Like, that's, I'm sorry that that's happened. Like, I'm sorry your parents are closed-minded. But quite blatantly, like, if I was in college and my parents disapproved of my relationship, I would date behind their back. And if the relationship ended up working out, I would address it when it came to it. Now, I have heard of parents who are so disapproving of interracial relationships where they have, like, cut their kid off. Like, oh, you want to date a black guy? Fine. Like, try living on your own. Which is horrible.
If that happens, there's no right answer. There's literally no right answer.
And I think, why not? You know what? You don't have to keep your relationship a secret, but let your parents know, well, I respect your opinion, but I respectfully disagree. And he's a great guy. And hopefully one day you will understand that he's a great guy. And it does get complicated because if you guys end up getting married and your parents disapprove, it's just going to make it harder in the long run because, like, when you have kids and, like, family gatherings, and oh my God, that's just so frustrating.
It's a lot. I think in all things, just come at it with love. Hey, mom, dad, I honestly could not disagree with you more, but I love you guys more than anything. Because you guys don't agree with the person that I'm dating, I still love you. I think it's ridiculous, and this person's a great person, but I'm not going to let it affect my relationship with you or my relationship with him, and I hope you guys let the same thing happen. So, look, if you don't approve of him, that's fine. You need to respect me, and I hope that you can still hang out and do whatever and just see what happens. Hopefully, your parents will be like, man, okay, like, she's way more important than us disagreeing with her dating.
Well, that, and also, like, if you're dating him and you love him, he has to be a great guy. I mean, there are flaws in anybody, but if he's a great guy and you've fallen in love with him, I'm sure down the line, like, your parents are going to learn, maybe not to be as in love with him as you are, but, like, respect him and understand, like, okay, this guy might not be the guy I picked for my daughter because of his race, but I'm going to respect her decision. Like, he does make her happy. He is a quality person. Hopefully.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't know if that'll help you. I think that was a super complicated way to explain that you just still have some really tough decisions. But I think Allie and I would both agree transparency is going to be the best thing. And firing off on your parents is not the answer. Mm-hmm. Have an open, loving conversation with them. And I think you get a lot further than you otherwise would.
Wow, that was well said.
But here's the deal. Appreciate you guys listening. The topics that we're talking about are super complicated. And Allie and I may not be super eloquent when we explain stuff, and we might not be giving you hardcore facts and statistics to help out our arguments, but all we have is our experience.
We aren't licensed professionals.
But I don't think you can take anything away from our experience, so I hope our experience helps you guys. Let's grab Frankie and bring Frankie up on the camera. Frankie's drunk, tired. That's what we call
it. If you guys have been listening to this podcast up until this point, you have to at least go to the YouTube video towards the end so you can see what she looks like.
Allie's going to pick her up and she's going to be drunk, tired.
Aw, Frankie.
She's so toot.
Put her in the camera. She's fine.
Oh my goodness, she's so cute.
Look at her.
Anyways, guys, get ready because 2020, we are coming out with all types of content. Great quality content. Yes?
No, that's for Frankie to be able to rest.
Oh, Isaac was tapping me on the arm. But thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in. And you know what? If you're watching up until this point, go down and comment what you guys want to see from us in 2020, what kinds of topics or scenarios or advice you want to hear from us in our future podcasts. Let us know. But I'm excited because we're about to come out with 52 podcasts.
Whoa!
And it'll be 2021.
No doubt. Shout out to 2020. About to be the best year yet. The most woke year yet, the most productive paid year yet, as everybody's always like, well, I'm about to be paid in the next year. So you guys enjoy your year and your New Year's. Hopefully you're having a couple drinks and relaxing with some people that you love.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year's, guys. We look forward to seeing you guys next Wednesday.